Sorry, sensitive images, but in reality, it's absolutely heartbreaking.
Even if many animal people come to me repeatedly, a lot more these recent days than usual, I don't ask them. But today I did ask. I said, who told you this? Who told you about peace and told me not to worry? She said that a brother told her. I said, which brother? I have so many in my group, many brothers, many sisters. Which one? She said, no. A brother from heaven is probably a brother bird who passed on from this world, but is now in heaven and they are connecting with each other still. Just like when my dog person recently last year died, I didn't have a chance to see her before she died. But she's happy, she's in New Land, and she still can contact one of my dog people who she'd been together with in the same room, sleeping in the same room. And if one was missing, the other one was panicking and didn't seem to want to eat or drink or was very sad. Mostly when I was there, then I would come and bring her to my room and tell her, your sister is going to be okay, she just needs some rest. The doctor advised her to rest, you know, because of some genetic disease. But it's okay, it's under control now, but she just needs to be away for a while in the hospital to be treated, okay? So then the other one will calm down. And these two are very good buddy. So after the bigger one pass on, they can still contact. Yeah. That is the thing about the animal people's relationships. The animal people, they can do many things that many humans cannot do. And I'm so glad to know so much about the animal people kingdom. They're so worthy, they're so beautiful, they're so pure, so unconditional, so... faithful. Oh my God, I could never talk enough about animal people. So I could never ever understand and accept the fact that some people really murder them and put their dead flesh into their mouths to eat. I could never understand that. Of course, children, they were young and they were forced into this situation to eat animal people's meat when they were young already. But adults, you know, understand more. Why couldn't they question it? Why do they love dog people and eat the other animal people or use the other already made animal people's meat and feed it to their dog people? The dog people are helpless. They just eat anything you feed them. But if you train them from childhood, they know they would prefer vegetables. They prefer vegan food. I told you I used to feed seagull people on the beach in Italy and elsewhere. They just prefer my simple food, some bread and something like that, instead of staying in the sea and eating the fish people. They didn't like it. They say, very stinky fish people. But they have to eat it if they don't have any other food to eat. Anytime I feed them, they're used to it. They don't want to go to the sea to eat. They come back to that empty yard, so I feed them. And they're so very grateful, so very happy. One time I was in a different place, not the same place, and I couldn't feed them because it's forbidden. But I went to another house, and there was a little yard, private yard. And the private people around, they didn't say much. One time, I'm back. So I went to the other house, and they have something good that they used to like. This kind of many seeds, very nutty seedy, kind of red. They love very much. Of course, I didn't feed them to the full so that they still can go out and eat something from the sea, maybe seaweed or something, or whatever they eat. And I thought, oh, they don't know where I live now. I can't give it to them. But I called the name of the king of the seagull people of that group at the time when I used to sneakily feed them on the roof of my other house. And I just said, oh, king so-and-so, can you hear me? Do you know where I am? I have some food for you. Oh, immediately. How long was that? 2 minutes. And I was far from the sea beach where they were. Immediately, I flew so fast, came to my house. I didn't expect that. So I didn't even have food in my hand. I said, okay, wait a minute. I bring it. And they did wait, quietly. No quacking, no noise, nothing, quietly. They knew I might be in trouble. Oh, and then I fed them. But I don't dare do that all the time, because if you live near the city or in the community, people are not allowed to feed a wild bird. People, they even advise you not to, you know. Otherwise, I feed too many. I feed squirrel, fox, rat, cat, wild cat, and skunk people. All kinds of animal people that would come. It used to be like that, and this kind that has what's the name of that? There are ones that have a lot of needles on their bodies. I forgot what they're called. I forgot. I feed them also. They also come. And it's funny, they're very small, but when they come to your house, and the pot, if your pot is kind of stone or slats, they will make a big noise when they walk in. Boom, 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 like that. The hedgehog people, I think. Hedgehog people. Similar, look similar. Some are bigger, some smaller, but the ones that came to me mostly are just in the vicinity, in the bushes nearby, and they're small. They are like the fists of your hands, or maybe they were babies. I didn't do much research about animal people or anything. I just love them. So if I see anyone and I can feed them, I would feed them. I miss them so much. I miss wild animal people. I miss my dog, miss my bird people so much. They miss me also, but at least we can communicate inside. All right, we don't talk about all that much because I will miss them too much. So every time I see any animal or person hurt or being abused or neglected or brutally harassed, I feel as if it's my animal person. I feel so bad. I feel so helpless.
Animal cruelty appears to be on the rise in the United States. It's estimated that approximately 10 million animals die from abuse or cruelty every year. That's according to a report from the ASPCA. But there's another victim in these cases, children who witnessed the abuse. A study conducted by the FBI found that children in the presence of animal abuse suffer significant trauma, become desensitized to violence, and have a higher likelihood of displaying violence themselves.
PETA recently sent an undercover investigator into this facility where they captured this disturbing footage on hidden cameras that they allege shows nearly 10,000 parakeets crammed into filthy cages.
When it comes to factory farming, extreme confinement is the name of the game. Like hens forced to live so densely they can't even spread their wings. And pigs confined in cages so small they can't even turn around. Animal Equalities investigators documented a pig breeding facility recently where mother pigs are forced to live the majority of their lives in cages barely larger than their own bodies.
We came behind the stadium where the elephants perform and we found this juvenile elephant. He has a gaping red wound at his temple. He also has a broken leg. The other one is chained up. He looks totally emaciated, skin and bones. And this is the worst shape I've seen an elephant in Thailand. All in the name of entertainment.
Yeah. etc.
The animal people, they are like children. So imagine if your child, or any child, being in their kind of situation, that child would feel very, very scared, very frightened, and their heart would feel very, very, very hurt, very terrified, especially if they have no one around to protect them, to help them. I feel so helpless. I feel like I never, don't ever do enough of anything for this world, for the unjustified suffering that was measured upon the helpless, like children, babies, animal people, victims of the wars, victims of gangsters, victims of human traffickers and all that stuff. I feel I never do enough. I can't do enough. I have never liked to stay in this world, but I said to myself, at least I can do something if I stay. Help as many as I can. So I'm still here. And I thank God for allowing me to do whatever I can with His grace, and that I'm still here to help. All that, all right. This is one part of my diaries that I might send out to you. At least it's maybe entertaining you. Or it reminds you to be kinder to the helpless animal people or babies in the wombs or in your own womb, to think about, to protect that little angel inside your body and nourish him or her when they come out. Pray God to protect them and to make them become the most decent citizens that you wish to have for the world. I think that's it for today. It just came spontaneously, even though I planned to present to you my conversation with the king. But sometimes I feel a little shy also, because when they come, they just praise me too much and love me so much and show so much respect and love to me, and I feel embarrassed also. But never mind. I say the truth should be told no matter what. But then I don't always have time. I don't know why today seeing the world people and talking to the bird just make me talk like this. I normally don't ask them to come or anything. They just come all the time. Even sometimes late in the night, and they're supposed to go far away already to sleep, or early in the morning. They're not supposed to wake up so early before the sunrise, but they still do and come and tell me good news. Almost every day I hear good news, not just once every day, more than once. But at least I feel grateful to God for comforting my heart in some way. Thank you, Sire. Thank you so much, my Mapa. Thank you, God, Almighty God, most powerful, utmost powerful God, utmost merciful God, utmost benevolent God, utmost loving God, utmost compassionate God, utmost merciful God. Thank you for blessing us all on this pitiful planet. At least somewhere on earth, people still can live happily. They don't know what comes tomorrow. I told them the way to live happier and even ever after. But not too many listen, so I'm so sorry. Nevertheless, we still thank you for your unconditional love. May you be free from all the suffering, feeling, seeing your beloved children going to the worst place that no one can imagine, and suffering too much, too much. I'm trying so hard, so please be merciful to all of us. Thank you, sir. Amen. Thank you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.